Canadians deserve answers in relation to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's intentions, be it his staying on as party leader or resigning as some Liberal MPs have been pushing for. So described Sudbury Liberal MP Vivian Lapointe in conversation with Sudbury.com this week. I know many MPs have publicly expressed their wish for the Prime Minister to resign. The Prime Minister has indicated that he's reflecting on his future role, and I am giving him that time, Lapointe said. Having said that, I do believe Canadians deserve a decision and a public statement from him very soon. Sudbury.com reached out to Greater Sudbury's two Liberal MPs recently seeking clarity on where they stand in relation to Trudeau's leadership. The request came in the wake of various MPs reportedly putting pressure on Trudeau to resign. The Conservative Party of Canada leading by a wide margin in the polls and the Conservatives and NDP indicating support for a non-confidence vote which would force an early election. Although Nickel Belt Liberal MP Mark Serre did not return our correspondence, emails were sent on December 23 and December 31 and a phone message was left on January 2, Lapointe agreed to an interview on January 2. The Liberals' Northern Ontario caucus discussed party leadership last month, Lapointe said, clarifying that these internal party proceedings are confidential. I did offer my advice at the caucus meeting we had in December, and that's where it will remain, she said. The leadership issue is an unfortunate and even distracting matter at a very serious time in our country, and what is most important, even more than the leader, is the work, and there's plenty of that to be done. Reiterating the contents of a brief written statement she released on December 17, Lapointe highlighted the importance of local leadership, and said she's spending her time focusing on the priorities that most people care most about. My priority remains the work and I'll continue to act in the best interests of our community and to deliver for Sudbury. The second presidency of Donald Trump requires significant focus on the planning and preparation of an experienced team, she said. The economic peril to Canada, with thousands of Canadian jobs on the line, requires that all of us, parties and members, put Canada first. It's a significant economic threat to Canada. Although Conservatives are currently leading in the polls, Lapointe said that Canadians have strong support for the issues that Pierre Poilievre and the Conservatives like to dismiss. Lapointe listed dental care, child care benefits, health care funding, climate change and gun control as examples. I do believe that come election time, Canadians will be taking a very close look at what is being offered, and Pierre Poilievre will have to offer a lot more than just empty slogans. Lapointe cited Liberal accomplishments such as the Canadian Dental Care Plan, the Canada Disability Benefit, $10 a day child care and a national school food program as evidence they're on the right track. The leadership issue and the internal politics we're seeing in the Liberal Party is very unfortunate, she said. All of this uncertainty reinforces my position that the Prime Minister should clarify his intentions as soon as possible so we can shift our attention and focus to those things Canadians need and expect from us. Earlier today, the Canadian press forecast what could happen when MPs return to the House of Commons later this month. The Liberals could prorogue Parliament, as then Prime Minister Stephen Harper did in 2008 to avoid a non-confidence vote. A non-confidence vote could take place, which would force an early election. If Trudeau steps down, a Liberal leadership contest will take place. Trudeau could opt to stay on into the next election. Sudbury.com last reached out to Greater Sudbury's two Liberal MPs in October, after approximately 30 Liberal MPs reportedly pushed for Trudeau's resignation as leader. The same as with this week's response from Lapointe, neither MP would weigh in on the question of whether Trudeau should resign. My concerns are something that I'll express directly in caucus, and that's what those caucus discussions are for, Lapointe said at the time in a sentiment she echoed this week. There is a lot of respect in these caucus meetings, she added, clarifying, I've never had any indications that the Prime Minister is not willing and ready to hear members' concerns. Serre blamed the Conservative Party of Canada and leader Pierre Poilievre with fueling at least some of the debate regarding Trudeau's leadership. Poiliev and the conservatives are spending millions of dollars on the Rage Farm hate machine, Saray said at the time. With some success, because people are starting to think that what the conservatives are saying is real. In the Sudbury federal riding, LaPointe has been reaffirmed as the Liberal candidate, Nadia Varelli was recently reaffirmed as the NDP candidate, and candidate Ian Symington has been ramping up his Conservative Party of Canada since April. In the Nickel Belt federal riding, reconfigured as Sudbury East Manitoulin Nickel Belt for the next election, Saray has maintained his position as Liberal candidate and Andre Anchenier has been reinstated as the NDP candidate. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.